The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, sometimes you just can't believe your eyes. Now, it's not that you think your eyes are lying to you, per se. It's more that the scenario that you're witnessing just does not align with your reality. You might remember earlier this year when four zebras were on the loose here in Washington. Now, it's one thing to hear about that on the news, but you know that someone actually spotted them and thought to themselves, that cannot be right. There's no way I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Well, they're probably saying the same thing in Provo, Utah, where five llamas, they were spotted walking along the train tracks, just like you'd expect llamas to do in Utah. Or in South Carolina, where authorities have warned residents to stay inside and lock their doors and windows because of the 43 monkeys that are on the loose. Yes, the monkeys of South Carolina. And keep in mind, it doesn't have to be real animals to make you do a double take. Guy in Canada, he's doing a garage renovation, and when he removed the drywall, he found himself face to face with 115 stuffed animals. And as the man said, quote, if you didn't have a camera, you wouldn't believe it. But look, camera or not, we've all seen some weird, crazy, scary, stupid, and strange things in our lives. For example, if you're a cop, right? It's not shocking that you might apprehend a serial package thief slash porch pirate. You probably just don't think that that perpetrator would be dressed like a green dinosaur. And if you're in Capitol Hill, you'd be wrong, where cops just apprehended a noted porch pirate who also dresses like a green dinosaur. It's stupid, but this is the world we're living in. So today, we want you to think back to that thing where either you managed to get a picture or you thought to yourself, man, I wish I had a camera because no one's going to believe this. And that's what today's question is. Today, we want to know, what would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4216. What a large and in charge program we have. Guaranteed future repeat on this also positive Friday. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. Steve the Thrill Hill, you are on the same fantasy football team as our own Lee Ted Smith.
That is correct.
Apparently, you guys sucked.
Yeah, real bad.
Sucked bad this past week. With that in mind, and the fact that Ted is out of town, it is your chance today to try to win at Ted versus the FCC.
So I stayed up late last night coming up with a tongue twister for myself.
That is correct, yes.
Well, that's
but
stupid.
We're going to give you the one from last week that Danny V messed up.
Ooh, really?
No, Steve Miggs messed up.
There you go.
That's right.
Either
There's
way,
so many guys from that show that mess up the Ted versus the FCC attempts.
I don't remember it well, but I remember at the time I was glad I was not doing it.
It has to do with Ted and a porter party. Party. Potty.
Ted and the Porta Potty.
That is
the Porta Party. Okay.
That is right. That is correct. That is this week's Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. Oh, what else do we have for you on this Oso Positive Friday? We will drink and toast to the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And hopefully you get a three-day weekend this weekend. So on Bad Choice Friday, we decided once again to go with a men's room dealer's choice Bad Choice Friday. Here's how it works. All of our names are up. If you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, you pick the member of the show that you think picked the best tune.
You know it was me.
I do not know what you picked.
I have no idea
what your songs have been picked before into the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been picked. I thought today I would pick something that was a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more kind of get you going. I'm feeling confident this week. Maybe my first victory in the dealer's choice.
But if no one knows what it is, then where does your confidence come from? Well, I mean, one thing, if they knew, you go like, ooh, that's a great song. I don't know what it is. And look, you know I'm going to hook you up. You know that.
The first time I put Rick Astley's.
Maybe that's
never
going
to give you up. Yeah. But I think from that point on, people did not take me seriously in this. But Mike, you picked out a tune as well. You just go to our Twitter page at Men's Room Live, vote for the member of the show. You picked the best song. We will play that coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day. It's just that easy. And today on the question, what would you not believe if you did not see it with your own eyes? And we start with a story in Colorado. You might have already seen this. It went viral pretty quickly. A couple were in awe to find that their pet pig drank cases of beer that were in their garage. And their 7-year-old pig named Strawberry was pretty messed up and drunk when they found her.
Because he drank cases of beer.
This happened several months ago, but the incident has only recently started going viral after the video of the pig named Strawberry got picked up by news outlets across the country. Millions were amazed by the pet pig that drank beer and got wasted on the family farm. The video has been seen 2.7 million times. Everyone is amazed at how Strawberry the pet pig, whose best friend, by the way, is a duck, could take down so many beers. Rachel O'Connor of Newsweek spoke with the owner of the beer-drinking pig. Asked about Strawberry, Morgan Mullen said, her best friend is a duck. At least, the duck thinks so. And she roams our small hobby farm doing what she pleases. She enjoys going in and out of the house as she wants, but she mostly prefers to be outside. So Mullen said, she and her husband, they were first alerted to the inebriated state of Strawberry, the pet pig, when the duck started causing a ruckus outside, which led them to investigate. From there, they found all of the empty beer cans and then a very drunk Strawberry. There were multiple follow-up videos as well, including one showing Strawberry sleeping off the hangover inside of a wooden box with some blankets. After becoming a viral sensation, Strawberry was given a bowl of tortilla chips as congratulations.
Is that the hangover cure for a pig?
Did you see the video?
I did see the video, yeah.
It is tremendous. And the amount of beer that this pig took down. I mean, like anything else, yeah, it's big, but when you look at weight compared to how much someone drinks, that obviously affects how drunk anyone will get.
But I think the pig, it was clearly drunk, but it was less drunk than any person I would know if you consumed as much beer as that pig did.
Safe to say the pig's probably 70 pounds. Somewhere in there, 70 to 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Either way, there are cans strewn
everywhere.
Through the garage.
Everywhere.
And the pig is having a hard time staying on its feet, and you can tell by its eyes, it's pretty hammered.
But it took itself to bed. It's like, I've had enough. Time to go to sleep. What was it? Was it Bud Light or something like that?
There were Bud Lights. I'm assuming this was in the Midwest, because there were a couple cans of, or bottles of Leinenkugel.
Okay.
Were also strewn about, Fat Tire. So I'm assuming somewhere in a flyover state.
How did it get the bottle open? Like the can, I get, like, oh, you like
the cap's off.
Down.
The cap's off. He bit
That's
the
what
cap
I'm saying.
Off the
like,
bottle.
The pig opened a bottle to drink the damn beer.
And then there's Bud Lights everywhere. I mean, everywhere. So this pig was good and hammered. Now we head down under. Here's a bizarre one. When thousands of objects believed to have been tar balls washed up on the beaches of Sydney, Australia last month, beaches were closed for a few days because authorities suspected maybe there had been an oil spill somewhere out in the Indian Ocean. Scientists, however, tested the dark blobs and determined they were not tar balls. What we found is much more. This is not going to sound very scientific. It's much more disgusting than we previously thought. According to a chemistry professor, one William Alexander Donald, the tar balls were lumps of cooking oils, human fecal matter, fatty acids, human hair, and chemicals, similar to the fatbergs that clog sewers in England and old Europe countries.
So is it like a sewage leak then from somewhere?
They don't know yet. They're consistent with human-generated, but they are perfectly sized bowling ball-sized balls. And they are everywhere all over the beaches, which is the weird thing about them. Wherever they came from, they formed in the exact shape.
That is weird, man.
It is. They are consistent with human-generated waste, the sort of thing you would find in a sewer, according to Professor. He says they were extremely unpleasant to work with and remove. The balls have been sent all over the campus for people to do different sorts of analysis on them. And yeah, they do smell. They smell real bad. The balls also contain traces of prescription drugs, illegal drugs, including meth and bits of plastic. Researchers say they were unable to determine the exact source of the blobs due to the complex composition and the time that they have been still sitting in the water. They believe they accumulated in a pipe that discharges into the ocean somewhere, possibly through an overflow into stormwater. Authorities in Sydney, however, say they have been no issues reported at local water treatment plants. Everything seems fine here. It's from there on the way out to the ocean that the blobs...
Well, look, man, just because there's no reported incidents, well, the stuff is there, so someone's just not reporting an incident.
Yeah.
Or they have no idea that it happened.
Yeah. Well, I believe that yesterday was the anniversary of the Oregon whale. And the one that they
blew, that they blew up, yeah.
They blew up. And they watched that thing for days before they determined, look, it's either going to explode or we can blow it up on our own.
Right.
They chose the latter of those two, which became one of the most infamous moments on the Oregon coast. So they just kind of celebrated the anniversary or whatever of that thing blowing up yesterday.
Did you hear what they found on the New Jersey coast?
Washed up porpoise that had been slaughtered.
It's a dolphin, right? Which was washed up. That's not terribly shocking, but... Someone, they said, with precision, and clearly with tools, removed all the meat. Like, basically, there's a skeleton. It's still the skin on the head, the tail, the dorsal fin. Everything else was removed. They took all of the organs except the heart and something else. Nobody knows who the hell did it. Nobody knows why it happened, but they showed a picture of it. And, I mean, it is clearly a dolphin.
Yep.
Just missing everything between the head and the tail. And it was, that's a weird find, man.
Yep.
You know, it's one thing to see something that's washed up. It's another thing where you're like, what happened to this? And who did that?
Well, you know, with my dad, when I was younger, I would go down and spend a week or two with my dad in the summers. He lived down in Dunedin, Clearwater. And he had a Hobie Craft sailboat. Now, when my dad went to work, I was allowed during the day, I was probably 13, 12 years old, to take the boat out and go sailing.
Sure.
So there was an island not too far away called Calladaisie Island. Mm-hmm. I would go out there and spend the day. Right beside that, by the way, was a nude little beach.
All right.
So I would always kind of figure eight around the area.
You don't say.
And then I would I'd bring the boat in, but I also had my dad's golden retriever at the time. Now, every single time I would go out and every single time I would come back in, the dog had a dolphin, a porpoise friend.
It was the same dolphin.
And the dolphin, every single day this thing followed the boat, so I'm assuming yes. The dog would jump in, the porpoise and the dog would swim around together once we got closer to the beach.
Really?
And they would play in the water for 15, 20 minutes. So I just stood there and watching them. And at the time, not being from that area, I just thought this was completely normal. Yeah, the dog's got a porpoise friend.
Yeah, of course.
It was the damnedest thing you've ever seen. I mean, they'd swim toward each other, they'd play with each other, they'd get real close, they'd rub against each other. The porpoise would actually get out of the water and make noises.
Right.
The dog would bark at it back, and they would do their thing.
What do you think they're saying?
And then eventually I'd be like, look, we need to, because Calladaisie Island was a state park, so they had a place where you could go and get hot dogs. And basically, I just went out there to get lunch.
Sure.
Get some sodas, hang out, spend a day on the beach. But the dog and the porpoise would then follow us back to the ramp where you unloaded the boat. So it was... I mean, it was a constant companion.
It never seemed odd to you. You're like, oh, it's just his dolphin friend or whatever.
No, not at the time. But it was cool to watch. I'd never seen anything like that before. I never will see anything like that again. But they were buds.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Like, really, you got to make friends with something that lives in the ocean.
Now, and the thing was, I would get in the water, too, but the porpoise didn't want anything to do with me. Either did the dog. So I would just go out and swim and do my own thing. They were swimming in their own area.
Right.
They were just hanging out. And then when the dog finally realized that he wanted to come on the shore and relax for a little bit, he would. The dolphin would wait. The porpoise would wait. He would hang out by the boat and wait for us to go back, and then he'd follow us all the way back.
That is an odd thing.
Yeah.
That is weird. Because my dog is not, well, my old dog... Of all the animal, and it's cool, like, when an animal makes friend with another animal that's not the same animal, right? And I don't mean your house pets. I'm saying, like, something outdoors. And my dog, of course, made friends with the ugliest-ass possum you've ever seen, all right? And it was an albino possum, and it usually came out at night. That's when it did whatever it did. So the only thing I can assume is that wherever this possum peed and pooed, my dog would pee and poop next to it, but not on top of it. So instead of asserting dominance, you say, all right, we're sharing the yard. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe they have cell phones and they were chatting every night, but that's something I could piece together. But this possum would sit in my yard, and my dog would walk out and just sit next to it, and they would just chill. And this possum was not scared of my dog. Dog was not scared of the possum. And they just kind of chill. And if I walked toward my dog, the possum would hiss at me, which always pissed me off, because I'm like, hey, dog, like, this is when you kind of tell the possum, like, I'm all right. No, mm-hmm. My dog's just like, yeah, sorry, man, doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And I'd have to leave her there for like 20 minutes. They would just sit there, stare at each other. Every once in a while, they'd lay down. Then when my dog was ready to come in, she'd trot back to the front door. And I'm like, you made friends with an ugly-ass albino possum.
Yep.
That's your buddy.
I've seen some weird things with animals in my lifetime. I've told you about my buddy Robbie Russell, who had a pet turkey.
Yes.
All right, when you think about a pet turkey, you think
I don't think about pet turkeys.
You think about the size of a turkey. Turkeys continue to grow.
How big do they get?
Well, you know, we were in third grade, so we weren't as tall, obviously.
Sure.
But the turkey itself was as tall as we were.
Damn.
So it was on its way. It was growing. It was a big-ass turkey.
Was it nice? Was it weird?
When Robbie came home, the bird would open up what wings it had,
right,
and Robbie would hug the turkey, and the turkey would basically hug him back. I thought this was normal behavior growing up in West Virginia.
What?
But it was not.
It was the most, I mean, at the time I was like, it was weird that he had a pet turkey.
Yeah, already.
But the fact that they were like such buds and they would give each other hugs when they came home and stuff, I'm like, this is absolute. If you would have to see this, where the turkey actually spreads its wings and wrapped it around Robbie, and Robbie would hug it and stroke the back of its neck.
Such an ugly bird, man.
They are incredibly ugly.
Did you ever, like, touch its head or that thing that hangs under
it? That bird would not let anybody else get near it.
Really?
Except for Robbie. He was the only one, because I was like, can I hug the turkey? And I was like, no.
Can I hug your turkey?
He'll take your eyes out. I'm like, all right. So, but when that turkey died, man, it was like a year later, man. Robbie had to take like 3 or 4 days off school because he was so brokenhearted.
How long did the turkey live? What is the lifespan of a pet turkey?
I don't know how long he had it, but it seemed like one of those things where he raised it from, you know, being a little chick. So they had this bond. I don't know how long.
How did he end up with a pet turkey? I guess that's really my question. Like, you know.
Well, he basically grew up on a farm. And
okay.
Somehow.
That makes a lot more sense.
I don't know if a wild turkey mother, typically they don't leave anything behind. So I don't know how he acquired this thing. I mean, you've seen turkeys.
Say, brother,
man,
how'd you get that turkey?
You've seen turkeys in wild, man. They got like 9 kids just following them in the line. It's kind of like Duck World, man. It's like they kind of hang together. So I don't know how he got the turkey, but I always joke around like, you know, that turkey for Thanksgiving. Shut up. This is not funny. You know, it's like, you know, you're a kid. It's kind
of course that's funny.
That's what you're like. Are you going to eat goober for, you know, the holidays? Shut up.
Don't goober.
Right.
And he had to take days off from school and the turkey died.
Oh, yeah. He took off 3 or 4 days.
I'm trying to find out how long does the average turkey live?
Or how big does one get? Because this thing.
I got to do both of these. All right. Turkey lifespan. Turkey lifespan. Actually, we always talk about parrots. All right, 3 to 5 years. Domestic turkey, about 10 years.
Okay.
10 years. That's pretty solid. Turkey size.
But they keep growing. And that's one thing I did. Initially, I thought he had an ostrich until you looked at the head. Then you realized how ugly that thing was.
Okay. It says male wild turkeys, they can get about 4 feet tall, weigh anywhere from 15 to 25 pounds.
All right. That seems about right.
That's pretty sizable, man.
Yeah.
So that is not the turkey I'm buying at Thanksgiving.
No, it's not. We head down to California. Morning commuters in Cupertino, California, saw a strange sight on Monday. A small plane landed on Highway 85 amongst them. The good news is nobody was hurt. This guy did land the plane while there was significant traffic going on.
Damn.
Is the key to this. He came down in between two vehicles.
Really?
Yes.
I bet you can parallel park the hell out of a car.
Nobody was hurt, neither the plane's lone occupant nor any drivers on the road, according to the California Highway Patrol. It appeared the one-person plane was running a little bit low on fuel before the emergency landing. Now, the pilot has not been identified. The plane came down shortly after 7 a.m., and the images showed the aircraft stopped on the side of the highway. The bad news for commuters is that three of the highway's four southbound lanes were closed for the brunt of rush hour traffic.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
At the same time that he landed.
The only thing I've seen like that, and I've told this before, but visiting my parents in New Mexico, I think it was 2 years ago, and I mean, everyone, there's no real traffic. There's other vehicles, but everyone's going 100,000 miles an hour. And there's this dude in the middle of the road waving his arms, telling people to stop, which is real ballsy when you realize how fast people drive there. Anyway, come to a stop, realize there's an accident maybe 30 yards up the road from us, and that's why they were slowing everyone down. But then we hear this helicopter, and we're looking around to see what this thing is, because it sounds close, right? But we can't see it. And then we realize the reason we can't see it is because it's directly above us. And then it goes over, and it lands in the medium, but directly next to the car. One, it's amazing how much crap those propellers blow out. Because when it landed, like, all the dirt and a little rock.
Well, it's also in the desert there.
Right, and it's blasting the car in the sound. And look, I hope nobody got hurt in the accident. They did. But my thought was, this is a rental. Are they going to ding us for this, man? I mean, seriously, the car's just getting smashed at rocks. But they are literally outside of the driver's window. If we rolled down the window, you could have touched one. Not that I want to touch a paramedic. But we had to wait as they rush out of the helicopter. They deal with this crash scene. One of the people, definitely one of them was dead, because you watch them lay the sheet over them, right? So then me and my wife are trying to distract the kids so that they don't see a dead body and the sheets and all that. I don't think they saw that. But as traffic started pulling off again, and keep in mind, watch helicopter take off again, too. Yeah. And again, the car's just getting hit with all this stuff, and I'm like, are they going to ding us for this? But as I drove by, the saddest thing was just seeing this, like, six-year-old girl. She was not hurt, but I think one of her parents may have been someone under the sheet.
Oh, God.
And not that you want to see that, but I'm like, yay.
Our question on this Oh So Positive Friday, what would you not believe if you did not see it with your own eyes? 206-803.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It'll be here before you know it as we'll do it live. Live night, Friday night, December 13th. Showbox Soto, join us and be a part of the live studio audience. Yes, you will play live Big Dummy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you will help us out on Bad Choice Friday with the Barbershop Quartet, who are once again joining us again live on stage. Every single element of the performance you witness will be absolutely live and broadcast live on these very airwaves. All the music you hear, the commercials, the entire show for the hours that it runs, completely live. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. It's going to be a great night. If you've never come out to a live day event or a live night, join us. First time ever at Showbox Soda.
Yeah, man. And it's a Friday night.
Hell yeah. Our question, what would you not believe if you did not see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Candy.
Candy.
Oh, there you are.
Hola.
Hello. Hola. Just a few years ago, I was driving north on Pacific Avenue in Spanaway, and I had to pull off just before Jiffy Lube, and sure enough, a small airplane landed right in front of me with a cop behind him, and they had to hand move him over into the Jiffy Lube parking lot, where the guy sat there very nervously. Did not want the press to come, but they did, and I'm sure he was worried about getting an FFA fine.
No, he was. He was worried about the guy from Jiffy Lube coming out and saying, look at this air filter. you're going to need a new one of these.
Or you had drugs.
That thing.
Yeah, you can't just go to Jiffy Lube and get your oil changed.
Nah.
Impossible.
No, but he was a very worried gentleman. So that was interesting. But further up the road, 512 and Pacific, one day I'm sitting there, the windows are down, the guy's sitting next to me in a truck, and this lady in the corner bent over, then dropped trow, and shook her giblets at us.
Mm.
And a man, the man next to me says, oh, man, I left a few years, and I hope things had changed, and I just got home. I said, well, welcome home, buddy. It's the same.
Welcome back.
Is that, you said Lake Spanaway?
Yeah, no, Spanaway, just in Spanaway, 512 Pacific Avenue.
Okay.
There's a woman who roams around our building. We basically call her like the queen of the block, right? So some days she's in a good mood, some days she's in a bad mood. On this particular day, I don't know, but she's standing on the bridge over I-5. Her pants are down, and she's pooping in her hand and then throwing it on the I-5. And it's stupid, but I stood there and watched for like 2 minutes just saying, like, is this really happening? There's no way that's what happened. Then she did it again, and I'm like, okay, that is exactly.
See, mine was at the 7-Eleven on 3rd, and she was in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know if it was a guy or a girl, because again, their back is to me.
Yeah.
And then I see them take their pants down. Again, this is on a road. Like, we're talking streets of San Francisco, hills going up. So, like, if you're coming up over the top,
yeah,
you don't have a lot of time to react when you get up the next ledge. And she's doing it right in the middle of the street. And it was a woman, and she was peeing, but behind her. So that's when I knew it couldn't have been a guy.
Did she just pee or did she poop too?
That was next.
Oh,
I don't know how you.
One at a time?
Well, typically you pee first, and then you don't.
If I have to go so bad that I pull my pants down in the middle of a downtown street, I'm just assuming it's both coming out at the same time.
But then she just pulled her pants up and like buttoned them up. And walked away like nothing happened. And I mean,
did she walk away quickly, or did she just like stroll away?
All right, okay, full disclosure, I'm on my way down there for like a Diet Dr. Pepper and a couple pieces of 7-Eleven pizza.
It's not worth it, man.
Judge me if you will. I walked out with a pack of cigarettes and a Dr. Pepper.
Couldn't do the pizza anymore.
I could not.
Oh, no.
I looked at the pizza. I looked at it again. I thought what was going through my head, and I'm like, I don't feel like eating the pizza right now.
No, not after seeing that.
I've been a little thrown off walking down there when I'm going to my bus stop.
You have to be.
And it's usually right around there. You know, and it catches me off guard every time.
It shouldn't.
Because you think that you would know what someone looks like when they're underway. There was one time I was walking down there. This dude just had a cup. It was just hanging there. And he was doing something. I don't remember what it was. And I'm investigating because I'm just curious. I'm walking by. And then all of a sudden, I see the snake hanging out.
And he's just peeing in the cup.
And just peeing in the cup.
Mm-hmm. That's better than pooping in the street.
And then there was another gal that was squatting. But the way that she looked, I didn't put together that her pants were down while she was just kind of squatting down there up against the building until I saw the stream coming out from between her feet. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Go into the alley.
When I used to live in Belltown, I'm walking into work and there's a woman, well, it's where the spheres are now for Amazon. But before they built them, it's like cheap motels and all this kind of crap. And her back is to me. She's leaning against the building. She's clearly not in good shape. Her pants are down. There's a hypodermic needle in her ass.
Ooh.
So I just walk by. I'm just kind of shaking my head. Then I'm like, go back and say something, man. So I walk back to this lady. I'm like, hey, man. You know, and she's all red-eyed and out of it. And I just take the needle out of your ass and pull your pants up. Say, oh, yeah.
Not bad.
I'm like, you did not realize your pants are down with the needle literally sticking in your ass. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I made it half a block, turned around, walked back. Like, dude, listen, I'm not judging. It's just a bad look. But as far as stool goes, Ted wasn't here Monday.
Yeah.
Ted had incredible diarrhea.
Out of nowhere, too.
Right. The way he explained it, he's like, it was bad, bad. So Tuesday, I'm into work. Keep in mind, I've known Ted 23, 24 years. And all those years, I've never eaten pudding around Ted. I don't eat pudding. My wife says to me Tuesday morning, as I'm going to work, she goes, hey, man, I bought all these snack packs of pudding. Take one. I'm like, cool. So I'm now eating chocolate pudding. Ted's back is to me. And he's going on about how bad his diarrhea was. And he spins around in his chair, and I got like a spoon up to my mouth, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I said, Ted, all the years we've known each other, I've never eaten pudding around you. And the one time I ate pudding is when you're describing what your diarrhea looks like. Mm. Keep in mind.
Looks like pudding from a snack.
Chocolate pudding. Right. What are you saying? You know, it's so soft. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of done with this now, man.
Damn.
I don't need this anymore.
Mike, about 2 months ago, Monday morning, and I needed to pick up a couple things at the grocery store just for the week, so I had it. So I walked to the PCC in Fremont. There's a guy who lives on the streets, and he's always covered completely in a blanket. Like, typically, if you see him on the sidewalk, you don't see his face, you don't see his head.
Oh, he's that covered, okay.
He's under the blanket. And yeah. Granted, it's early, so he probably is still sleeping it off. But, so I walk by, and the middle of the blanket just keeps popping.
Oh, no.
Oh,
like
no.
Bump, 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 bump. Like, right in the middle of the blanket where the body is. You just see this, the blanket's just popping up and popping down. I'm
feeling
like,
a need.
I'm like, oh my. Okay, so I keep, but I got to walk by him to get to the PCC. So I go down there. I probably spend at least, I don't know, 15 minutes. Only need to grab a handful of things.
Yeah.
15 minutes in there. And so I start walking back, man. He's still going at it.
Still going at it.
And I'm thinking to myself, it does not take me that long.
No.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, like, maybe he can last forever.
I guess.
But not when you're with yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of know how to get yourself taken care of. But he was still.
I'm pretty good at satisfying myself.
He was still. Yeah. And I was just like, Jesus, Brian, what are you doing? Because I know the guy.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing under there?
I think the worst I've seen on that, and I just didn't expect, it was the public library in Baltimore. And I'm there because I have something to do in school. Why is any other high school student in a public library, right? So I'm doing my, and there's a guy, you know, those long conference tables, and he's sitting across from me. It's no big deal. And he has a book. The way he has it set up, you can't tell what he's reading. And as best I can tell, it's just a normal library book. I don't give it a thought. Then I realize this guy's masturbating. And again, I cannot see his junk, but like you said, the telltale signs of his shoulder. But as I'm looking at him and I'm piecing together that this guy's masturbating, he finishes. And the only reason I know is because it's shot over top of the book. And I'm just like,
oh, my God.
Oh, dude, yeah. And I'm there with a chick, too. Not a chick I'm trying to date, just another student. We just looked at each other like, okay, you saw that, right? And she wanted to leave. We got out of there. I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, it's like the moment we piece together what's happening, it's just, like, oh, God, man.
I was taking the bus up here one time. We ended up in traffic as we're coming into downtown Seattle. So I'm just looking out the window, just trying to let time pass me by. And there's a dude that's, you know, kind of in the wooded area that's off to the side there. And he's clearly just waking up for the morning. He's just walking down the hill. Then he stops out of nowhere. Same thing. My curiosity gets the better of me. Shouldn't have. And he just whips it out right there and just starts going. Full view of everybody here on the bus.
Yep.
I would rather get
staring right at the freeway.
As far as buses go, I've seen a lot of things on buses in Baltimore especially, but the weirdest thing I saw there, God, actually I'm thinking of two things now, but there's a dude who rode the bus. He's sitting in the back, and it's no big deal. He's just sitting there like anyone else is, and there's a woman sitting in the seat next to him. They're not together, so she rings the bell. She gets off the bus. When she gets off the bus, this dude, like it's not weird at all, leans over and takes this big old whiff of where she was sitting. Right. And I mean, just
smells the seat.
Yeah. I'm like, and just looks back out the window again like it's not weird. So I bring this up to a couple of buddies in high school. Everyone seemed to know who this guy was. Not like know him personally, but I guess he just got on different buses.
What did he
around town.
Think it was going to smell like? It smells like a
ass.
Butt.
Yeah, a sweaty ass. But this, I guess he did it all the times, and I brought it up. Like three people were instantly like, did he look like blank? I'm like, yeah. They're like, dude. I've seen him do it, too. And I'm like, on the 3-bus line? They're like, on the 13-bus line. I'm like, so brother just gets on the bus, sits next to women, waits for him to get off the bus, and then sniffs their seat.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. All right, what brings me to the other bus story? This time, it is a packed bus. All right, and this is early 80s, so men's shorts were very short back in the day, right?
All right.
And so I have a seat at the point that, this story starts happening. The bus is getting really crowded, so a lot of people are standing up. In Baltimore, if you are a guy and there's a woman standing and you're sitting, you offer her your seat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You just absolutely do. Well, in this case, bus is jam-packed, and there's a guy. He kind of looks like Carl Weathers. I remember that. Short shorts, but he's hanging brain. Not even hanging brain. It's penis, all right? It's hanging out of his shorts. He does not know this, okay? So me and the guy sitting next to me are just kind of chuckling quietly because he's standing, and every time, and there's a woman sitting directly in front of his groin, okay? She has not noticed because, like anything, if she just turned her head to the left, there's a penis there. But she doesn't realize it's hanging out. And every time someone would walk by, you know, you kind of lean forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of pressing into where she's sitting so that people can get by him for getting on or off the bus, whatever the case may be. And there's this moment, keep in mind, we're behind her. So there's this moment where you realize, she realizes that this man's penis has been touching her cheek repeatedly.
Oh, my God.
Because you see her.
Oh, my God.
Her back kind of stiffens up, man. So me and the guy sitting next to me, we've never met each other, but we're like, we're just going to watch how this unfolds. So she pops up, and she offers her seat to Carl Weathers-looking guy. And he's like, oh, no, ma'am, please, you can have the seat. It's a crowded bus. She's like, no, I'd really like you to sit down. He's like, no, ma'am, sir. She's like, look, I'm not going to sit there, so it's an open seat if you don't want to sit there. He doesn't understand it, shrugs his shoulders. He sits down in the seat. So now we're kind of chuckling. And keep in mind, this woman's husband had been sitting across from her. So we can see her, like, whispering to him. He looked kind of disgusted, but he's also trying not to laugh because it's his wife. Right. And obviously, she's upset. So now the bus is going. And I always remember in Errol's video bag. That's how long ago it was. And then there's the moment we realize that he realized that his D has been hanging out of his shorts. Because suddenly he stiffens up, and he's trying to very subtly tuck his D back into his shorts. But again, the bus is packed. Everyone's looking everywhere. So I don't know what his final situation was because I ended up getting off the bus. But I'm like, that was awesome. But it had to be 20 minutes of him pressing his D against this poor woman's face.
What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen, and from the recent callers that I've experienced, I see that my story is not that interesting. And every day, we move further and further from the light of our Lord. But what that's just a joke. And what I wanted to tell you was about...
I'm just joking, everybody. Yeah. The Lord is still with it. I just messed with
see
it.
That, we don't see that kind of thing down here on the frontage road. But what I wanted to say was I've ridden motorcycles for a long time, and I think one of the weirdest things that ever... I saw actually involved myself. I was riding a bike, and these days with the internet, you know, you see videos of guys who encounter vehicles on their motorcycles and the horrible things happen. But for me, I was just on my motorcycle back in the place where I'm from, the two-lane highway, and riding along, this lady coming towards me suddenly turned right in front of me, which is common. And so I tried to lay the bike down to the left, which I'd never done before, and instead of laying it down, it took a hard left into this, luckily, parking lot, but then it pitched and did what's called a high side off the bike. So if you imagine the bike is like laying down at a 45-degree angle to the left, and it catches something, and all of a sudden flips completely back to the right with me on top of it.
Does that throw you off the bike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's like a trebuchet. It launched me, and like I said, I've never experienced it. I have never seen it. But it launched me so high up in the air, and I was, you know, dead sober, all that. Well, I should probably choose a different word. I was completely sober, and but I got so high up in the air, I had times like, you know, I realized I was pinwheeling my arms. I was looking down at my motorcycle, cartwheeling across this parking lot. And I swear to God, I thought I could taste the moon up there. But,
well, Dave, so you've actually, you're one of the few humans who've flown.
Yeah,
so to speak.
I believe I did. I totally believe I
did. Did you mess yourself up on that?
Well, I would have been all right, to be honest, I think. I was younger and stouter than I am. Well, I'm pretty stout now, but I was younger and tougher than I was now. And came down on the bike, and the handlebar broke two of my ribs. But other than that, I still walked away.
All things considered, that's not the worst thing.
Yeah, terrifying,
yeah,
but not the worst thing. Here's a bad one from the text. Says I went, remember the Pyramid Ale House?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it says I went to the Pyramid Ale House before Mariners game years ago, popped into the tiny restroom, no divider between the urinals. The dude next to me is furiously rubbing one out, not even trying to hide it, sweating profusely, and you could easily see what he was doing from the mirrors over the sinks. That's from Phil's Random.
It's probably why they closed that place.
God, man.
I know.
And by the way, talking about the dude, you said you were going to the store, and he's under the blanket.
Oh, yeah, he was going to town on the way back, too.
Yeah, somebody said, hey, man, you never tried to rub one out on meth.
Oh, okay.
So that might be, I did not know that about methamphetamine. I guess that's...
I did not know that either.
So that's natural ED medication.
Well, I was like, how is he still going at it? I mean, I was in there for a while. It seemed like I was in there for at least 10, 15. It seemed longer than my normal trips.
Were you tempted to even ask, like, hey, buddy, I'm not trying to interrupt, but, like, how much time do you need?
We're about to call the bullpen out here, Mr. Lane.
I started questioning my own abilities and my own competency as far as that.
Do I do it too quick?
You know, like, if this guy can, like, he, I mean.
I'm training for the Olympics.
I don't think I could do that on the sidewalk. I mean, he's still going.
For 15 minutes. Well, at least 15 minutes that you know of, right?
Yeah, because I walked by him on the way and he was going to town.
He was already underway. You know, it's like. The plane's already in the sky.
It was one of those gray, kind of multicolored, like industrial blankets.
Yeah.
So it was more of a foamy thing. So it's like, poof, 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 poof. It wasn't like a blanket that you throw on your couch. You
know? I think he just sucks at his technique at that point.
Exactly. It's like this big gray industrial sponge thing that's popping up. What would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.